The Man in the Iron Mask.
Because of the extraordinary likeness between the King of France and Edmond Marchiali, it has been ordered that a mask be made for Edmund, so that no one will ever be able to see his features. A jailer in the Bastille, whom Marguerite has never seen before, comes on this night with the black bread for her supper. And he is grumbling because old Edward, the other warder, is ill. Apparently, there is a great deal of work to be done in the empty cell next door. There is to be a very special prisoner, it seems, for extra bars must be put on the cell and a new lock. And the warder tells Marguerite that the prisoner is to wear an iron mask.
Have you ever heard of such a thing? A mask for the whole of his head. And having imprisoned his head, they'll then throw him in this cell next door.
It seems they make doubly sure. Who can he be?
I don't know. But then we are never supposed to ask questions. But I think he must be someone dangerous. Some strong gorilla-like man whom they fear, who might escape if he were given the chance. But with a head of iron and double locks and double bars in that cell, why, he couldn't escape even if he were the king. Yeah, why am I talking to the likes of you when I have half a dozen others to hand out something else? Next time I come, young lady, you'll be waiting for me. No big pardons and knocking on the cell door, understand?
Yes, jailer. If old Edward gets well, will he be back here?
I don't know and I don't care. He's an old fool. They tell me he once had a house of his own, lived like a gentleman. That's why he can't stand up to the damp and the slime down here, and the rats and the spiders and the drafts. Thin as a match he was. I don't think we'll ever see old Edward again. Might see his ghost, though. Yeah, we might see his ghost.
Oh, Edmund, where are you now? In my heart there was hope. That kind old warder, Edmund. But now, if he doesn't come back, if anything has happened to old Edward, what is there to hope for now? No hope at all. And our star promised so much.
Has everything been prepared, my Lord Cardinal?
Everything, Your Majesty. The smithy is in there with the mask. The soldiers have been ordered to bring Marchiali in.
Wearing his cowl, I hope.
But of course, Your Majesty. There is still a little more to be done, as you will see.
And what is that?
A very ingenious device to lock the mask. You will see, Your Majesty, if you will step inside.
Your Majesty, I am your most humble servant.
Oh, get up off your knees. Now, what is all this? Fire and iron pot.
Yes, Your Majesty.
The device I spoke of, but that will be explained later. This, Your Majesty, is the mask.
Oh, dear. What a hideous gargoyle. Hideous and enormous.
Very heavy, Your Majesty.
Oh, my Lord Cardinal, haven't we made a mistake? When that is put on a man's shoulders, he'll surely frighten and step it away.
Very good, Your Majesty. But feel the weight of it. I particularly want you to feel the weight.
I can hardly hold it for the weight. It'll need a neck of great strength to hold that mask.
Exactly, Your Majesty. And one wonders for how long can a neck and shoulders support such a mask. You see what I mean.
Mon Dieu. A brilliant mind you have.
And if death came by natural causes, for some it would be a happy release. Ah, they have brought the prisoner. Bring him in here, Captain, and tell your men to wait outside.
Yes, my Lord Cardinal.
Your Majesty.
Well, Marchiale, the work is done. Here is the last piece.
May I withdraw?
I told you to withdraw. Get out, all of you.
Yes, my Lord Cardinal.
This is the mask?
Yes.
This is the mask. But such a thing on my shoulders. Oh, Your Majesty, this is not what the Queen Mother promised.
The Queen Mother is not in a position to promise anything.
I am the King. Mm.
This is the mask which has been ordered. All right, Smithy. Place the mask on his head.
Oh, no, Your Majesty. Have mercy.
If you resist, Marchiali, it will be much worse for you. There's a fire here and certain other implements if you give trouble. I think we can persuade you.
Why don't you kill me? I begged you to take my life. But to put that thing on my head. To die a slow death of torture. Oh, please, please have mercy.
Sit down. Let the smithy do his work. Otherwise...
Very well. If this is the way you want to murder me, I see I can do nothing about it.
Smithy, go about your business.
Yes, my Lord Cardinal. If the prisoner will remove his cowl and cape. Now then, sir. Keep perfectly still. This goes directly over your head. Keep still. So.
Gad. He looks frightened. But how is it kept there? This mysterious lock, my Lord Cardinal.
Watch the smithy. You see, he is busying himself now. He is preparing to forge a lock. Don't you see, Your Majesty? He will weld the mask upon the prisoner.
My Lord Cardinal!
There will be no key. The only way that mask can be removed is when a smithy, by your orders, unwelds what he has welded.
Now then, the most ticklish job of all. Now, keep quite still, sir, for I have the red hot iron here. Now.
No! No, I can't stand it! Take this thing off! With weight on my shoulder!
Keep still!
I won't keep still! Take it off!
Don't move, you fool!
No! No!
Your Majesty, the man is uncontrollable. We'll have to tie him and bring in the soldiers now. Captain! Captain, hurry. Bring your men in. Bring ropes. We must tie this prisoner to his chair. Otherwise, the work will never be done.
Take it off! Take it off! Please, take it off!
All right, you men. Take these tools away from the cell and make yourselves scarce. And thank your lucky stars that we're only just in time.
He's a prisoner, Jew.
Any minute from now. Let me see, though. Everything as it should be. Very special kind of prisoner, this, from what I hear. Yeah. Yes, the double bars are up. And the double locks, and I have the keys here. But, oh, dear. At the end of the passageway, a troop of soldiers. He's on his way here now. Go on, clear off, you men. Up those stairs and report for duty at the gate.
Yes, Shiloh. Come on, you men. Now, all of us.
Oh, that was a close shave.
Your prisoner is arriving, Joseph.
Huh? Oh, it gave me a start. Wondered where the voice came from behind your bars here. Yes, he's on his way now.
What is it, Jonah?
Heaven help us. What is it? A nightmare?
Nightmare? What do you mean, Jonah? I can't see.
I've never seen such a sight in all my life. A half dozen soldiers with their captain, and in the center, he looks like a demon. Something from another world.
Something from another world? I don't understand.
His iron mask. A whole iron face which he can hardly carry. Poor devil. Whoever he is, whatever he's done, he'll suffer for his sins.
Halt! All right. Go inside. Can't you see? Ah, so you won't answer, eh? Well, there are eye holes there, and if you won't go inside, perhaps this will help you.
You sent him sprawling. Did his head hit the ground with a crash?
Pity the ground. All right, you men, all right. Quick march! We leave him in your charge, sailor.
Yes, sir. Go on. Get up on your feet. Got a bit of a thick head, eh? That's what it looks like, anyway. And now for the double bolts. Ah, very special one, you must be. Who are you, eh? Ah. So you won't talk, eh? All right. But there's not going to be any trouble from you, my man, otherwise you'll know what's what. That's it. Now, up to the gates for more work. Nothing but work in this place. Nothing but work.
Have courage, sir.
What?
Have courage. I can't see you, but I know you must be suffering. Hope for something, for somebody. Because it's hope that has kept me alive.
Voice. This mask, it's sending me mad. I'm losing my reason. That was the voice of Marguerite.